when Simon Ayin Reish Beis were up to Siv Dalid, and we'll be doing from Dalid through Ches. Mekanchim al Yayin Lovon, Vaharamban Poslo Lekiddush Afilu B'diyeved. You're allowed to use white wine. The Ramban holds that it's pasul. Wine must be red. According to everybody, you're better off using red. It's only if you don't have a red or if the white is better that we hold that you're allowed to make kiddush on it. Avol mavdilin olav. Even according to the Ramban, you can make havdalah. But the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that that's only where it's chamar medina, because it's no worse than beer. Now, chamar medina means something that's served as a social drink. It's hard to believe that that white grape juice, for example, would be a social drink, unless it's flavored, maybe. Whereas white wine would be a social drink. Also, the halacha that he says here for Avdalah would equally apply to Kiddush by day, according to the Shittas, that the Achronim say later, that by day you can make Kiddush lechatchila and Chamar Medina. V'haminig kisvara rishona. The minig is that you're allowed to use white wine lechatchila on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings an Elia Rabba who says that unless it's a Shas Hadchak, you really should be choshesh for the Ramban. So that means that for Kiddush lechatchila, you should really, unless it's a Shas Hadchak, you really should use red wine. Sifhei, yayin chai, undiluted wine. Afiluam hu chazak, even if it is so strong, the dori pirishiroi limzog, al chat las maya, that you mix it with three parts water, nekanchen alav, you can still use it. Meaning, even in the days when wine was extremely strong, and it wasn't really drinkable until you diluted it, if you choose to make kiddush an undiluted wine, the halach is that you are yotze. But you're better off being mozigit. As long as you don't overdo it in a way that you're diluting it till it loses its taste. Says the Ramah, our wines are better off being undiluted. Now the mitzvah in Amufchar is to drink wine in its ideal state. So stronger wines, thicker wines that are really meant to be diluted, you should dilute first. Whereas our wines should really not be diluted altogether. Sivav, yayin simukim, raisin wine. Mekanchim alav, you can use that for kiddush. Says the Ramav, ushiesh ben lachluchis ksas belo shriya. That is, if it had its own moisture before you soaked it. Now, how do you make raisin wine? So the Mishnah Berurah describes a process where they would press the raisins and then soak them in water for 3 days. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Bechor Shor, who says that you need, that there shouldn't be more, that you shouldn't have six parts water against the raisins. But there are makilim and say that you can, because raisins are concentrated. Now also, if you do want to go with this Bechor Shor, the question is, how do you measure the raisins? Do you measure the raisins when they're totally dry, or do you measure them after they've soaked in water and they've expanded? So it's a machlokis in the Mishnah Berurah. It seems like it's holding you go lahachmir, that you go by what it was like before you put it into the water. Where anyone that has the ability, says the Mishnah Berurah, he should not be makel with raisin wine, and he should really use real wine. Now, with the Ramah, in order for you to mekayim the Ramah, what you really have to do is check, like when you press on these raisins, you have to see that some moisture comes out of them. Siv Zayin, Shmore Yayin, the citric acid, the crystals of citric acid, or Chartzanim, or the pits of the grape seeds, Shenosin Aleihem Mayim, if you put water on them, Imroi Levarach Aleihem Borei Pri Agafin Mekachin Olav, if they're strong enough that in Hilchas Brachas we would have made a Borei Pri Agafin on it, the halacha is that you're allowed to make Kiddush on it. Siv Ches, Mekachin Al Yayin Mavushal, you can make kiddush on cooked wine, va'al yayin sheyesh bo dvash, and wine that has been flavored. V'yesh omrim she'ein mekachim aleihem, and there are those who say that you cannot make kiddush. This is the shitas of Rambam. The Rambam holds that you cannot make kiddush on wine to which you added honey or sugar. Now the machlokas in mavushal is whether or not the cooking is called a shinui legreisa. Because the wine, the water, the sugar, the alcohol, they will all evaporate at different temperatures. What you're doing is you're messing up the proportion of wine, sugar, and natural sugar and alcohol by boiling it. The Rambam Shita is that whether it's cooked wine or whether it's wine to which you added honey or even sugar, the halachi is that you cannot make a bar prayer gafan on it. You cannot be makadosh on it. So according to the second Yesh Omrim, that is the Rambam Shita, you couldn't make kiddush if you added a little bit of sugar to the wine. Says the Rambam, v'aminig l'kadosh l'vafilu yesh to yayin acher, rak sheino tov kamo amavushal o sheyesh bo dvash. The minig is that we make a bar prayer gafan and we make kiddush even on yayin mavushal and wine that has been flavored, even if you have other wine, so long as it's not as good as this wine. Now, based on this, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to go and use raisin wine where you cook the raisins in the wine, in the water, that is. Some are machmir that even after you cook it, it has to sit for 3 days after you cook it. Now, in the case where you have wine that was sweetened and wine that wasn't sweetened, so if they're both equally good, then you should use the wine that wasn't sweetened. If the sweeter one tastes better, so according to the Ramah, what you should do is use the sweetened one. As far as making brachas, we are not choshish for the Rambam. We will always say a bar prayer gofen, even if you added some sugar or you cooked it. But for kiddush, if you have wine that's equally as good, that's not been cooked or flavored, you should use that. And then finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas rishonim, if you smoke wine, if that's considered a shinui legreisa or not.